Grant, O God, unto us, thy suppliants, that we who believe her to be indeed the Mother of God may be aided by her intercession with thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many, many centuries ago, in the council of the city of Ephesus, the Church solemnly declared Our Lady to be the Mother of God. Not that all Christians, clergy and laity alike, would have believed otherwise before, but because one of the bishops, named Nestorius, had 3 years earlier objected the use of the title Mother of God of Virgin Mary. This Nestorius claimed that Our Lady gave birth only the human Jesus, to whom the true Son of God later went to live. By this, Nestorius claimed that Jesus was two persons, and also that Mary could not be Mother of God. How greatly in error this Nestorius was can be seen in the great difference which exists between Our Lady and the other saints. For other saints have received the favor and mercies from God, and they intercede for us suppliantly, while the prayers of the Blessed Virgin, on the other hand, are based on the right which she owns for the sake of her title, the Mother of God. The other saints prostrate at the feet of Jesus, being no more than servants, and ask suppliantly whatever they desire for our advantage. But the Blessed Virgin presents herself before the throne of Christ as his own mother, and she may, so to speak, command him as having authority. Christ can not do less than hearken to his mother on account of the reverence due to her from him. We can see this great power of Our Lady has in the following story. We recently had the feast of Saint Bridget of Sweden, and this holy woman had a son of the name of Charles, who died in his early manhood. Saint Bridget, reflecting on the dangerous time of life in which her son had died, the occasion, the place, the time, and other circumstances of his death, was filled with fear and great anxiety about his eternal destiny. But God, who loved Saint Bridget tenderly, delayed not to comfort her by the vision where Saint Bridget was led to the judgment seat of God, where Jesus sat with the Blessed Virgin at his side. Then Satan himself came forward and complained that Mary had done wrong because she had protected the soul of Charles. When Charles lay dying, Mary had kept Satan off so that he couldn't tempt Charles's soul. Satan now complained that this was grave injustice, because it was his office and right to tempt men, especially in their last moments. Also, after Charles had died, Mary had herself carried him before Christ's tribunal and wouldn't allow Satan to present any charges against him. Satan therefore now demanded that Jesus would allow Charles's soul to return to the body so that he could have the opportunity to tempt him. For, as Satan claimed, both parties, the defense and the prosecutor, had not been heard, and judgment, namely Charles's entry into heaven, was therefore invalid. But Mary spoke also and stated that even though Satan was the father of lies, on this one occasion he had spoken the truth. His accusations had indeed gone unheard. But Mary had shown this extraordinary favor to the soul of Charles, because Charles had always loved her so tenderly. Every single day of his life, Charles had recommended himself to her protection, and had ever been ready to give even his life for Mary's honor. In the end, Christ, the divine judge, pronounced sentence as follows: "The Blessed Virgin rules in my kingdom, not as the other saints, but as my mother, as queen and mistress, and hence to her it is granted to dispense with general laws as often as there is a just cause. There was a most just reason for dispensing with the soul of Charles, for it was right that one who had in his lifetime so honored and loved her should be honored and favored at his death." Saying this, Christ imposed on Satan a perpetual silence to this case. From this vision, Saint Bridget understood that her son had attained the bliss of paradise. In destroying the Nestorian heresy in the Council of Ephesus so many centuries ago, the Church destroyed any attempts of Satan to exclude from the hearts of the faithful the cries of help toward the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, back when they celebrated 1500 years anniversary of that council, Pope Pius XI established this feast to the Universal Church, explaining the true history of the Council of Ephesus, and expounded fervently and at great length the doctrine of Blessed Virgin Mary as Mother of God. The Pope did this so that the doctrine of this holy mystery might sink more deeply in the hearts of the faithful. From all the annals of the Church, whether they be from dusty history books, from the revelations of Saint Bridget, from the papal teaching, or simply from the recitation of our daily rosary, we have learned what a great privilege the Blessed Virgin has, being the Mother of God, which title is not shared by any other saint. Also, we learn it as infallibly certain that Our Lady will receive from her Son every grace which she asks of him on our behalf, especially in all those things which concern our salvation. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.